Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Fantastic question being submitted for this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. It comes in from Ryan Spencer. Lindsay, Ryan says he's a keen trail runner. He does the odd 10 and 21 kilometer on the road. Off-road, he runs with low to medium drop shoes. He runs in Innovates and wants to move to similar on the road. Can he do this in one go, or should he gradually drop his road shoes, which obviously could turn out to be quite pricey? The brand that he's running in on the road now is New Balance, and he knows that they do low drop shoes as well. He's pretty sure, subconsciously, he's already slightly altered his road running style to be more front midfoot with shorter steps than on the old heel strike. What's the best way to go about transitioning for Ryan?
Yeah, look, it's always better to transition slowly, and also bear in mind, importantly, that running on trails is easier on your body. So the vertical ascent and the up and down nature of trail running may make it feel a lot easier, but you run on a lot of soft packed surfaces, hards and things which are a lot softer on the body. So therefore, that pronounced forefoot there's less pounding that needs to be looked after by your soft tissue, your calves, etc. So I would transition slower over the road. And I also read a particularly interesting article just last night, some very interesting research they've done over in Michigan University, which actually showed that when people mess with their natural running stride, that they are more likely to get injured than improve their running. And that runners who run often, and particular runners who push themselves, so in other words, runners that are trying to always better themselves and do speed work and hill work, etc., they tend to slowly move away from a hill strike to more of a forefoot strike. But that's because your body, taking into account your own unique imbalances, if you like, finds the most economical way for you to run. So I'm glad that the forefoot running worked so well on the trails, but I would make that transition slowly on the road, even if it is a bit pricey. The reality is, if you're running in New Balance now, most of their shoes are an 8mm drop anyway. So it means compared to your more traditional models, you're already in a lower drop, and they have a model, they then have 6mm models, 4mm models, and then they've got their very minimalist shoes. So effectively, if you think that most shoes will last you 3 months and upwards, each time you need new shoes, then go for a slightly lower drop. And that would be the most sensible way of making the change.
Brilliant, Ryan. I hope that helps. Thank you so much for being in touch. Don't forget, you can get your question in as well. All you need to do is head over to the website, askcoachperry.com, submit your question there, and we could be answering it on the next edition of the podcast. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.